Kyla Kaiser.
Taylor Cumston.
Kristen Smith.
These three friends have had a lasting relationship. But what happens when a monkey wrench is thrown into the mix?
We've been friends for 13 years now. We met when we were in third grade, and we've just remained this close ever since.
We were in kindergarten. I'm out on the playground, right? I'm playing around with my friends, and all of a sudden, my teacher tells me, "Look, you see that girl?" And she points at Taylor, and she goes, "I want you to go and play with her," because she didn't have anyone to play with.
Yeah, I didn't like Kristen at first.
I was like, no, don't want to go play with her. I don't know her. We got in the same class in first grade. And that is where we became friends.
Kyla was friends with someone else that knew Kristen, and she kind of introduced us.
I genuinely appreciate the fact that I haven't been lost without friends at any point in my life.
I'm really happy that I had someone that I grew up with and I'm still in contact with.
And if any of us ever have a problem, we just kind of say, "Hey, I don't really feel too good about this." And like the other two are like, "Oh, okay, no problem, man, we'll fix it." It's kind of like how we roll.
But then, the trio's friendship had been put to the test when Kristen had been stationed across the country.
In the beginning, it was a little bit more difficult. I didn't expect that I would have any problems with Kristen going away because originally she was in San Antonio, so it was nice to know that she was still in the state of Texas.
Obviously, I was kind of sad. I mean, I was proud of her. I'm happy that she's doing whatever she's doing in the Air Force.
But after she got, you know, shipped out to Delaware, we kind of tested our boundaries a little bit because she moved on. She got new friends, a new life. It's completely different.
When I decided to do this, I was like, a feeling when you go on a whim of something, it's like it doesn't occur to you yet. And whenever I shipped off to basic, I was like, oh, this ain't too bad. Basic training is in Texas. I think that was part of it where I was like, okay, this ain't too bad. And then I went to tech school and that was also in Texas. I was a little homesick for my friends, though, I'll admit, but it wasn't to the point where it was, like, killing me. I was still talking to them as much as I could because I hadn't talked to them in so long. Obviously, I went home for Christmas, I saw them, and then I shipped off to Delaware.
It's not necessarily a cope, but more as though we found a way to understand.
We still stay in contact, so it's not that bad. We FaceTime a lot and call on the phone, and so we Snapchat all the time and text all the time. So we're always in contact with each other, so.
We still want to have a life together after she gets out of the force and after we get done with our college.
Hopefully we all stay as close as we are now. I'm sure that we will.
Thank you for sticking with me through this whole Air Force journey and being very proud of me. And thank you.
This story was written and produced by me, Logan Dickey. My executive producer is Marsha Little Matthews. Music is We Make a Good Team and Fits by Poddington Bear and Shadow Girl by Brunk. This program was produced as a part of COM 4333 Narrative Storytelling Across Media. This program is a 2019 copyrighted production of the Department of Communication at the University of Texas at Tyler. I would like to give a special shout out and thank you to Kyla, Kristen, and Taylor for sharing their special story. I'd also like to give a shout out to Free Music Archive. It's not just free music, it's good music.